Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you.
Hi, ladies, and welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host. And oh, snap, it has been a hot second again since I have joined you all here in the space. I've been actively writing this album, some more songs that just keep coming. Been in the studio every week. We're pumping out about 1 to 2 songs a week now. So I'm so excited about how this is going. And the first song is officially out. So little side plug, if you want to follow that journey, go to lucylampe.com, and that, you know, Lucy with an I, Lampe with an E at the end. So let's get down to some sexy mama business. Okay. All right. So this morning, I was having a conversation with another mom entrepreneur, and she is, her expertise, amongst other things, is in human design. And she was breaking down for me my chart, my type, and everything. If you have explored this this tool of self-awareness, then you'll be more familiar with this. If not, basically, just a quick synopsis of it is it's based on your birth date and your birthplace and time. I was skeptical about this when I first heard about it several years ago, and now I've revisited this. And truly, you guys, it is in complete alignment with the other self-awareness tools and things that I have picked up throughout the years and that have helped me tremendously. So it's really cool to see how aligned it is. But this is what came to mind after our conversation, looking back at my experiences in, you know, when I go for things, when things happen, when things flow, and when they seem like really, really, really difficult, like a big push, a big struggle. And I all these conversations with other moms came to mind about how, you know, let's just wait. Let's wait. Wait on God. Wait on the universe. Wait for things just to kind of like come to us, and we're just gonna manifest over here, just sitting down, thinking about things and envisioning them in our minds. And you guys, I am a huge advocate of visualizing, and I believe in manifesting, and I believe that manifesting is a very actually active, expansive process. Now I've got to share this. So personally, me, myself, I have used the whole idea of, you know, I'm going to wait on God or wait on the universe as an excuse or a cop-out to not do the work and to not actually be committed to my vision. Does that resonate with you? Does that sound like something that has happened to you or is happening to you right now, where, you know, maybe you feel stuck, maybe you feel like there's some kind of blocks going on where your creativity's stuck, or your joy is like, you know, it's not really there, or life just feels stagnant, or your growth feels stunted. And I like to suggest that maybe it's time to just get things in motion. This doesn't mean, hey, go ahead and commit yourself to that giant project or start a whole music career. These kinds of things are not to be taken lightly, but it really comes down to what is your heart telling you and what is your gut telling you? What are you really feeling in your bones, in your body, that, you know what, it's time to do this, or I need to say that, or I need to not do this, or I really feeling that I want to share this with somebody, or just kind of explore this over here. Because there's like this compelling urge to go there. And here's the thing, mama, if you're feeling that and you're shutting it down because of fear, or because you failed in the past, or it just, you don't know how the hell it's going to happen, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're out of integrity with yourself, it's going to feel shitty. It's going to feel frustrating and unfulfilling. So the question I want to ask you today is, are you using God or the universe as your cop-out or your excuse to not follow those inner callings that you may be feeling about something right now? Again, I'm not telling you, hey, go do some drastic thing in your life and turn your whole life upside down and just like radically change everything. Unless that's exactly what your heart and your gut is like leading you to do. But what I am saying is, you know, let's not be so quick to disregard those little promptings that come up, that bubble up, those fleeting moments of inspiration that, you know what, there could be something there that can get you more in alignment with who you are and what your genius is and your gift, the kind of, you know, your gift to this world. And so many people are dead inside because they are not responding to that calling, to that, even though those little things throughout the day, like, hey, you know what? Go take 5 minutes to just sit with your kid and hold him or her, or just like, you know, tickle him and laugh and have fun, or go for a walk around the block. I mean, your inner self, it is very wise, and you know what to do, but you know, our heads get in the way. Logic gets in the way. So anyway, that's the question I want to leave you with today is, you know, are you using God, the universe, that, you know, orchestration of everything as your excuse to not put in the work? Or are you following those little promptings and creating some momentum and getting in alignment? All right, well, that is all I have for you ladies today. To continue the conversation, go to our Facebook group, Mompreneur Self Mastery. And if you want more resources, books, all that such and such good stuff, go to sexymamamovement.com. All right, mamas, here is to you and your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.